T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What is your favorite news subject to talk about and why? Pop culture, probably. I just see it as something fun to think about rather than, you know, getting wrapped up in the issues of the day. I just think, you know, it's something that I'm interested in, and, you know, I don't really see that there's a whole lot of weight behind it.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 8:47. Time for three big things.
Three.
Tropical Storm Cindy pounding the Gulf Coast.
Two.
XL Industries plans reorganization that will mean lost jobs at Heston plant.
One.
Man killed an officer involved shooting in Marion County. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And a vehicle fire. And this is at Kellogg and I-135. They've still got the ramps closed. Westbound Kellogg to I-135. North and southbound there. Just avoid that area after a vehicle fire earlier this morning. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and warm today with a high of 94 degrees. Yesterday's high, 93. 30% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low, 69. Friday, cooler. 30% chance for rain tomorrow as well. Tomorrow's high, 82. 94 today, 82 tomorrow for a high. Now partly cloudy, 72 degrees, and we have a south wind at 13 miles per hour. With Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS. Comments from KNSS Facebook today. Affiliated minor league baseball return to Wichita suffers serious blow. James says, I remember the Arrows and the Wranglers. I also remember some insight from longtime baseball fans in Wichita. That is, Wichita will not support a losing team. One losing season is acceptable, and two might be tolerable. Three, and the fans stay home and call for a winning team to be cited here. That was James. Jim says $60 million. That's the price of a new stadium here. I'd back that if Wichita had a minor league team. How about renovating what is currently there? But I bet it would cost much less. It would, but probably wouldn't attract any teams. Benjamin says, let's keep trying. I've just been thinking about minor league baseball and the heyday of AAA baseball in Wichita when I was a kid. I was a young guy. First baseball game I saw was the old Wichita Braves.
Mm-hmm.
They were affiliated, a AAA team, affiliated with the Milwaukee Braves.
Who at the time
were the biggest thing in baseball except
right.
for the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
So we saw some pretty good talent here coming through Wichita, and for several years.
My first baseball experience as a kid, we're going there to watch the Wichita Arrows.
Wichita Arrows. I remember when the Arrows, actually when they came to town, I was already in broadcasting, I believe, and working at KWBB. If my memory serves me right, we were the original, we were the voice of the Wichita Arrows. I think maybe Jack Munley was doing play-by-play. Now, I'm dropping some names that nobody out there knows because this was a long time ago. But I've told you this before. That was where they went on the road one night, and I was listening to the ball game, and Jack was doing such a great call. I thought, that's cool. And I had to go up to the radio station at night, which I didn't usually go up there at night. I went and looked, and there was Jack Munley in the back studio. He was doing a game recreation.
Uh-huh.
Which is what Ronald Reagan used to do.
Going to baseball games.
They would have a ticker coming through telling them what was going on, and the announcer would just fake the whole thing. You'd have a tape, a cart mm-hmm. to play a hit, you know, crowd noises, had all the stuff there, mm-hmm. and it would basically fake it. But I'll bet you there are not, with the sound of my voice right now, I'll bet you there are not maybe two people have ever seen, maybe not. I may be the only one. I don't know if that's a claim to fame, but it shows you how long I've been doing radio, I guess. Slightly more people sought U.S. unemployment benefits last week, but the number of applications remained at a historically low level that suggests the job market is healthy. Labor Department says weekly applications rose 3,000 to a seasonally adjusted 241,000. On Wall Street yesterday, the Standard & Poor's dipped over just over a point. The Dow fell 57, but on the other hand, the NASDAQ rose 45 points. And Americans are expected to put down the TV remote and hit the road in record numbers for the 4th of July weekend. By the way, 4th of July is going to be on a Tuesday.
I think a lot of people are planning on a four-day weekend.
Oh, four or five-day weekend.
Four or five, yeah.
Auto Club AAA says it expects 44.2 million people will travel at least 50 miles from home, and that's a 2.9% increase over last year's record for the holiday. The vast majority will go by car, but airline travel over the holiday is also expected to rise for the eighth straight year. All right, now it's let's check in with Bill Roy, editor of the Wichita Business Journal, talking about Spirit AeroSystems growing in Malaysia. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, Wichita Spirit AeroSystems deciding to expand there. The workforce will expand, too, by 50%. The company said at the Paris Air Show it'll add about 50,000 square feet of space to its facility at Kuala Lumpur. Construction should begin in October and be complete next year. The company says assembly work is growing at the plant. The Ambassador Hotel in downtown Wichita is going to be spruced up. The company says they're doing the upgrades to refresh the look of the five-year-old hotel. General Manager Tad Stricker says $500,000 has been committed to update furnishings in 61 of the hotel's rooms, its lobby, and its restaurant. Westar Energy has signed on to be the main sponsor of, speaking of baseball, the 83rd NBC World Series at Lawrence DeMott Stadium. Westar has been a longtime sponsor of the tournament. It begins July 22nd, concludes August 6th. The NBC will announce Friday the roster of players for the Kansas Stars team. The announcement will be made at the Kansas Star Casino in Mulvane. Also, a big night tonight. We hand out our 40 Under 40 awards, all the profiles of the winners, coming up in tomorrow's Wichita Business Journal. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Bill, has it become part of your duties there at the Business Journal that you are called upon to emcee every one of these types of presentations?
That is a big Roger. That's correct.
That's part of your job then, so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, does you ever get tired of it? I mean, I know you like to be in front of people, so I kind of
doubt. It's fun. It's a lot of work getting there. You know, you've done it before, writing scripts and making sure you have everything in place and all that. But it's a lot of fun being an MC.
So you're telling me you actually do some preparation before you get up there.
I try to. Yes. Yes, there's these 40 people are counting on me to know a little bit about them and tell the crowd.
It'd be nice. It'd be nice to have that.
And you've got the nice Bob Eubanks ruffled tux shirt. And
yeah,
absolutely.
You're all ready to go.
He's
man.
Got that light blue tuxedo jacket that he wears, right?
Exactly, with the white and the frills in the front.
Do you have any jokes on this kind of thing? You know. Jokes?
I try to every like once. I try to be a little topical. You know.
Today is
maybe I'll wear my tie extra long like President Trump does.
Today is National Onion Rings Day. My wife and I were at New Way last night. We didn't have the onion rings, but they're famous for their onion rings. Onion Rings Day today. And happy birthday to Gretchen Roy.
Thank you very much.
Your absolutely. Lovely wife who,
Mrs.
you know.
Mrs. Roy.
Again, you look at her and you look at you and you can't explain it.
I outkicked my coverage, that's for sure.
Happy birthday to Gretchen, though. All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
8:55, Steve and Ted, KNSS News at 9. Tropical storm Cindy pounding the Gulf Coast. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.